This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Tonight on the Live Feed, we talk to Nick Elstad of Winona's own Sleeping Jesus, who just released their second EP titled Houseplants. Here's the first track off their new EP called Cigarette Skies. I'm here with Nick Elstad today of Sleeping Jesus, right here from Winona. Hi, Nick.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for coming. So you sing and play guitar in the band, is that correct?
I do, yeah. And we have four other members who aren't with us in here today.
Right. Yeah. And they, what kind of instrumentation do you have there?
So we have drummer, bass guitarist, we have two guitars, two vocals and keys.
Okay, nice. A nice full sound, I noticed that.
Yep.
And you have a new album out, of course.
Yeah, we just released a new EP with four songs. It's called Houseplants. It came out on September 1st.
Okay. Okay, and we also just heard the first single off the new EP, and that's what, Cigarette Skies?
Yeah, Cigarette Skies.
Cool. Where did you record the EP at?
So this EP I recorded at The Pearl in Minneapolis with Zach Hollander.
Okay,
He's a good dude. He records onto tape first, then we sort of did the mixing in the box, but it was fun to record onto tape for the first time for me anyway.
Yeah, that is fun. And then what does he dump it to, like Pro Tools or something like that?
Yeah, we did the mixing and everything on Pro Tools.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, that's kind of fun, recording analog first.
Yeah, especially the drums.
Oh, yeah, I bet they get a nice fat sound that way. Yep, cool. And it is kind of, We were talking earlier, and I mentioned it's kind of dreamy pop. So that's the genre you kind of...
Yeah, I think it falls in line with that indie pop, dream pop.
Right. Yeah, 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 definitely. What about your recording process? Is there a special, you know, you mentioned you recorded to analog. Is there anything else special you did?
Well, so a lot of times pretty much all the time, I demo the tunes out for a good while, make different versions of them, and I'll sort of bring those versions to the band, and the band learns them from the recordings, basically. And in as far as recording goes, I've up until this point so far, I've done all the recording in the studio myself as well.
Like, oh wow!
Laying down drums and it's all layering.
Okay, so the band is more of a live thing.
Yeah, at the moment, live component.
Okay. So you write all the songs and then just bring it to the band and they learn them.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Very nice. And do you prefer recording in the studio then, or is the live band more your style?
I think I enjoy both aspects a lot. As much as they feel like they should be very similar, I feel like they're not. They live in both two different worlds.
Yeah.
The recording for me is much more personal.
Okay.
And I think it took me a long time to get up to the level of wanting to play live and sing live. But I've become used to it, so I've just really enjoyed meeting new people and playing our songs for people live.
Cool. Yeah, you get that interaction live that you don't get in the studio.
Yeah, exactly.
But the studio is pretty intimate, you know, especially laying something down to tape or something.
Very much
like that.
So, yeah. And up until this point, I had done all of the recordings for like our first EP at home. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So this was a big step to go into a studio. And
yeah.
How long did it take you to record the EP?
I did the tracking in like 2 days, and then we mixed it down in like another 2 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, he got a dang good product out of
two days. Yeah, we busted our butts.
Yeah, that's hard work. Well, let's hear another song here. This one is called Coast, and it's off the new EP from Sleeping Jesus called Houseplants. Here we go.
Love.
Okay, that was Coast off the new EP by Sleeping Jesus called Houseplants. And I'm here with Nick Elstead, singer, guitar player, and songwriter. Mm-hmm. So how did the band meet? How did you guys come together for the live band?
So the live band started out with basically, so I had recorded like four songs or a bunch more songs, I guess, a year and a half ago. And I was in class with our drummer, Tyler Steinle.
Okay.
And he heard the songs because I had showed them to like our professor,
mm-hmm.
and was interested in playing. So he kind of actually helped push things along.
Oh, cool.
I think in the sense of getting the live band together. Mm-hmm. And he knew a guitarist. So we added Chris Ware, and then we found a bass player, mm-hmm. which was Ross Nixon at the time. And that's some of that's kind of changed
right
since then. But yeah, that's how we all sort of met through school, basically.
Okay, cool. And the song we just heard off of Houseplants, you have a very dreamy feel, like we mentioned before. Guitars kind of drenched in reverb and chorus. And is that a style that you kind of stick to then?
Yeah, up until this point it has. I think in the future maybe some things will certainly change. Mm-hmm. As I guess we're all influenced by different things at different points in our life. But
right.
Yeah, for this record, definitely I was just influenced by a lot of the first things that I fell in love with when I discovered indie music when I was like 19 or something like that. Uh-huh. These are a lot of the elements that you hear in this EP are things that I was influenced by right away. And actually the overall theme kind of the EP is a look sort of into like the last 5 years of my life.
Okay. Very autobiographical then, huh?
In a sense, yeah. Especially like orally. I'm trying to think, the third song on there, Gold Shades, was like the first song that I had finished. And Coast, which we just heard, was like the newest song that I've written. So
okay.
Kind of gives a bit of a timeline of where I was.
Right. Where I right. am. Kind of all an evolution, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned influences. Do you have any specific musical influences that kind of inspired you when you started?
Yeah. So I think they're kind of all over the board. Just for songwriting, I was influenced by Bob Dylan and the Strokes. And then nice. I sort of started getting into like groups like Beach House and Real Estate, and that's continuously changing. Woods is another big band.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's always an evolution too, isn't it? Finding
yeah,
new music and
definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So you draw a lot of influence and a lot of inspiration from life experiences and things of that nature, then?
Yeah. Definitely. The first EP that we came out with like a little over a year ago was more of a love story.
Okay.
And this one, I guess, is a little more self-indulgent. It's just about me, my life.
Okay. Cool. So the songs kind of tie together then, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
In a sense.
Kind of a story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Let's hear another song out of this EP. This one's called Gold Shades from Sleeping Jesus on their new EP called Houseplants. Here it is.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Gold Shades off the new EP by Sleeping Jesus called Houseplants. We're here in the studio with Nick Elstad, guitarist, singer, songwriter. And we were talking a little bit about the recording of the EP. Experience. You said it was kind of, the engineer was kind of like a mad scientist.
Yeah. Zach, good dude and just crazy to watch work. Just extremely fast, efficient, and really good at what he does.
Really knew what he was doing, huh?
Yeah.
That makes things a lot slicker in the studio, doesn't it? Yeah. And, you know, speaking of the new EP, I'm sitting here looking at it, and the cover art is really cool. You know, it's got a woman sitting, it almost looks like in mountains in the snow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who did the cover art? Did you do that?
So that was done by Stephen Duke in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah, I had sort of sent out some feelers about doing artwork. In the past, I had done sort of all the artwork and visuals, but this time around, I really wanted to have someone else just kind of bring something to the table.
Right. It's nice to have those outside influences going on, make it more of a team, mm-hmm. you know. It's always good to have another brain, get different things going on in there. And speaking of visuals, you had a video for California Dawn off your previous album, Perennial.
Yeah.
Is there any plans for more videos in the future?
Yeah, I think we're going to start working on a new video for one of the tunes on the CP soon, just when time allows, I guess.
Cool. Can you tell us which one, or is that a surprise?
You know, I don't even know for sure. I think maybe Cigarette Skies will have a video to it, but
okay.
I think I would talk to a video dude.
Right.
I'll get a better idea.
Yeah. More collaboration. And you had a video, California Dawn, that I mentioned. Did you film that one yourself?
Yeah. I recorded that with my girlfriend and just on a road trip like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago now.
Okay.
But yeah, we recorded that ourselves.
Okay. Yeah, that was a really cool video. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to check that out, that's California Dawn by Sleeping Jesus, and you can find it on YouTube, so just go and search there. You mentioned your girlfriend. Is that Leah that's on the album here?
Yeah, so Leah does some singing on all the tracks on this EP.
Okay, yeah, we heard some nice backgrounds on Gold Shades there that we just listened to. Cool. Do you have any plans for touring? You mentioned that road trip. Do you have any plans to tour with the band?
Yeah, so in August, we did our first time out of the Midwest. We went down to Texas and west to Phoenix and California and Nevada and Colorado. So that was an amazing experience. I think we all sort of got the bug there. And
it's awesome.
We love touring around the Midwest and doing all the Iowa cities and Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Right.
But that was kind of another beast, and we're sort of looking at doing that again, maybe in December.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Maybe go to some warmer places in December.
Get out of here.
Right, get out of the snow. Do you have any memorable stories from your past touring?
Oh, my God. So many. Every city was kind of its own little world, it felt like, because we did a lot of traveling. Each day was like probably 6 or 7 hours in the car, and we played a show every night. Some of the drives were like 10 hours, so we would pack up after the show and
just
head out.
Road, huh?
Yeah, we played in Las Vegas at like, you know, midnight or something and left at 1 or 2 and drove straight to Denver where we played at a festival at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh,
we showed up like an hour before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
it was grueling.
Yeah, it was kind of grueling, but I think it was good for all of us, and
yeah,
it was just sort of fun to be on kind of a strict schedule.
Right.
We tried to fit in as much sightseeing as we could and check out the local dives and all that stuff.
Right, of course, of course. Check out the local culture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Did you see any cool bands when you were on tour? Did you have time for that?
Yeah, well, we played with a lot of really cool groups. There were a lot of really great groups in Denver at the festival we played, Turvy Organ and trying to think some other groups. Every city sort of had, I was just amazed by the talent in other cities as well. It's really cool to see.
And it's cool to get to play with them too, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Sort of forming that bond and friendship is really right. special, I think. One right. of the, I think it helps because going on the road and sleeping on people's floors and mm-hmm. crappy hotel rooms is not always the most luxurious thing, but meeting new people, I feel like, sort of wants you to keep doing that.
Cool. Very cool. So the new EP is called Houseplants. That's by Sleeping Jesus. And where can we find this EP?
So it is available at the Midwest Music Store in cool. Winona.
In Winona.
And available at the Electric Fetus in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And it's also, you can find it on our website or okay. stream it on Spotify if that's your thing too.
Okay, cool, yeah. cool. And what's your website again?
It's just sleepingjesusmusic.com.
Okay, okay, nice. Do you have a Facebook page or anything?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram too. Okay. Instagram is we try to keep everybody updated as much as we can.
Nice. Yeah. So you're out there. You can find them. And I recommend picking it up. Houseplants by Sleeping Jesus. It's a great little EP, especially if you're into the dream pop, indie pop. So, and you also have an EP release party happening here in Winona?
Yeah, this Friday, September 8th at Ed's No Name Bar. We're playing with our good buds in Waldemar from Eau Claire.
Okay.
And some new good buds, Half Loves from Iowa City. Oh. So they're going to help us celebrate.
Cool. Did you meet them on the road? Or?
Kind of, yeah. We've played shows sort of with both the groups. So we did like a four-day tour with Waldemar this summer here. We hit like Milwaukee and Madison and some Iowa towns.
Mm-hmm.
And Half Loves is, like I said, out from Iowa City. And we played a festival with them in late July. So, but this will be our first time kind of sharing a bill together.
Okay, cool, cool. That goes back to that meeting friends and making connections.
Yeah, it's one of the best parts.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm talking to Nick Elstead here of Sleeping Jesus. They're from right here in Winona, Minnesota, and they have a new EP called Houseplants out. Go to sleepingjesusmusic.com for more information. And let's hear another song. This is going to be Summer Heart off the new EP.
Day
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Thanks again to Nick Elstead of Sleeping Jesus for joining us tonight on The Live Feed, right here on KQAL, online at kql.org, and on the KQAL app.